This week I'd like to discuss self-awareness. Being self-aware is to have the ability of recognizing your strengths and weaknesses without attachment of those qualities being right or wrong. Self-awareness is the recognition of your consciousness. Some may wonder, what's the difference? Consciousness is being aware of your environment, body, and lifestyle, while self-awareness is the recognition of that in its entirety. People who possess strong self-awareness skills can develop a mindset that'll help them learn from their mistakes. You become aware of how your actions and behavior can affect others. You're able to recognize the feelings and needs of others, as well as process and understand your own. To become self-aware, you must assess the way in which you speak to yourself. Listening to yourself internally by sitting alone in silence is a great way to achieve this. You can even write or speak aloud the things you're feeling about yourself to gauge what's going on in your mind. Keeping your mind as a safe space is important when working on becoming self-aware. You must give yourself grace and patience. Using your senses can provide great indication of how you're or someone else is feeling. The senses often are used as a filter to clarify what's happening in a situation. However, be mindful that you aren't perceiving things in a different manner than intended. You can become self-aware by feeling your emotions and tuning into yourself. Your gestures may speak before your brain has a chance to really process the emotions you may feel, so learn to read your body language. If you start clenching your jaw, something in the moment may be upsetting you. If you get butterflies in your stomach, something in the moment made you excited or nervous. If your face becomes warm, something in that moment may have embarrassed you. These are the little things to take note of, as they'll indicate what's going on. I think the most important thing to highlight here is that we all have self-awareness deep within. I think circumstances and trauma dilute the inner knowing and self-awareness we possess, but if you're committed to bettering yourself, you will diligently tap into yourself so that the interior reflects the exterior. It's easy to smile and pretend like everything is fine to someone, but by hiding your true feelings or emotions only has you lying to yourself, causing internal warfare within. Going within is what's needed to become your most self-aware version of you. MML.